Everybody, this is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. And this is Friday, September 18th, 2020. Well, tonight's show, I thought I would do something different. I mean, it is so cray-cray out there. I even overloaded one day last week and just said, I just can't do this. And went off and swam with the dolphins, which is an amazing experience, I must say. So what I thought I would do tonight is talk about something not a lot of people talk about, and that's building up your immune system. So I am going to give you a lot of different modalities. Some you may resonate with, some you don't. That's all on you. I'm just going to lay it out there. And before we get into that, I wanted to do a little bit of soul healing on everybody and do the energy balancing and curse removal. Now, for those of you that haven't really experienced it, it's really pretty powerful. It gets rid of energy you've taken on that's not yours, psychic attacks, cut ties to effigies. And, you know, curses are real. Dark energy is real. We're also taking on a lot of people's energy and we don't even know it. Have you ever walked into a grocery store feeling pretty happy and then walk out feeling like crap? Well, if you have, it's because you've picked up everybody else's negative energy. Congrats, we're doing service work. Woo! All right, so what we're going to do is just get rid of all that stuff and help you balance out and open up all your energy centers, your chakras, which are your energy centers. And for those of you that don't know what those are, one on the top of your head, your crown chakra, your third eye in the middle of your forehead. That gives you your inner sight, throat chakra, power of the spoken word, your heart stuff, love. Solar plexus is what we take energy in. And then you've got your belly button chakra and the root chakra, which are kind of the lower chakras in the sexual area. And, you know, when something happens to us, you have an accident, or maybe you lose somebody you love, or have a breakup in a relationship, a lot of times your chakras can close down on you. And when they do, that part of the body can also start breaking down. So it's really important to have all that flowing to help you go back in balance. So let's start. For those of you that are going to participate, I want you to sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, and sit up as straight as you can and put your hands up in your lap like you're going to receive. Oh, dear. Because you are. And then just listen. But I want you to start taking some gentle, deep breaths. I want you to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So do that till I tell you to stop. And as you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And we're going to call to all your teachers, guides, masters, the cosmic beings that work with you, the angels, and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more deep breath, and as you exhale, release everything again that no longer serves you, and that energy goes through the violet flame back to God. You fill up with your divine essence and just breathe normal. So now I'm going to call to the Creator, and I want you to feel yourself reconnect with the Creator. And I'm going to ask the Creator to send all kinds of really divine high healing energy into your crown chakra on the top of your head. And as it flows into there, allow it to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, I want you to feel every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnecting to the Creator, and you become this really awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And now allow that divine energy to flow out your third eye in the middle of your forehead. And now allow that divine energy to flow down even farther so it comes out of your throat chakra. Now allow that divine energy to flow out of your heart chakra. Now allow it to come out of your solar plexus. And now your belly button chakra. Feel it flow out of your sacral, right below your belly button. And now allow it to flow out of your root chakra. So feel that divine energy now flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Feel it flow down your arms, out your hands, down your spine. Feel yourself totally consumed in this divine essence, this divine healing energy. So I want you to take one more gentle deep breath, and this time as you exhale, release anything dark or negative that still might be left in your body that no longer serves you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, that energy goes through the violet flame back to God. And you start filling up with your divine essence and breathe normal. I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV said animal, whatever your karmic reason is. The karmic reason is it created anything out of balance that's affecting you in your body or your life today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own, clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, fill them up with love. We command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that could have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, trying to keep you from connecting with the Creator, healing yourself, being really successful, and fulfilling all your divine missions and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. You send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through black magic, voodoo, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts sent your way, we're going to ask them to stop, step forward in the light. If they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher self and guardian angel to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in the bubble of mirror. And we're going to add the violet flame to transmute any of that dark energy, so they have no forward movement. The bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. Ooh. So I call your higher self and ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And it starts manifesting in your body now. I ask your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for all the spiritual gifts you were born with into this lifetime. Allow that to integrate in your body and to manifest in your life. I again called your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for divine abundance. See that manifesting in your life and anchoring and in your body. Now allow all this energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, feel this divine essence percolate in your body. And now we're going to ground a little bit. So I want you to make sure your feet are flat on the ground. And feel that earth energy come up your legs. And as it comes up your legs, you start to feel centered, back and body, very clear-headed, filled with all these new possibilities. And as that energy flows up higher, that earth energy, you become even more grounded and centered. All right, so that was your soul healing. And if you have that stone hematite, I would suggest you might want to go grab it and hold it while we're doing the next part of the program. And I wanted to talk about different healing modalities because there's so much going on in the planet. You know, we've got the COVID thing going on, and nobody's talking about all the radiation on the planet from Fukushima and all the other reactors that are letting it loose. Nobody. So we're being bombarded with that. Then you got chemtrails in the sky, and who knows what they're dumping with that. It's just cray-cray out there. So we're going to talk about how to boost up your immune system, and I'm going to give you a lot of different modalities. And some, like I said, may resonate with you, some may not. And, you know, do your own research, for gosh sakes. So, like I said, we're going to go through a lot of ways to boost your immune system and to do cleansing. So, the first one we're going to start with is something simple. And I like the home remedies, not where you got to go to the doctor and get a prescription for it, if you know what I mean. Okay. So, this is lemon and baking soda. Now, the combination of lemon and baking soda has 10,000 times more stronger effect on you than chemotherapy. So why was this fact kept a secret? Being totally aware of the most powerful properties lemon provides is completely opposite to the interest some world organizations have. For that reason, we recommend talk about lemon baking soda. Do you have any idea the recent number of deaths because the secret was jealousy kept in order to protect large corporations? Numerous studies have proven the anti-cancer properties of lemon. Now, lemon also provides other benefits, including its strong power in treating cysts and tumors. Lemons have the power to cure cancer since it has been tested on cancer of all types. Add baking soda, makes it even more powerful because baking soda brings pH level to normal level. Lemon also has potent antimicrobial effect in treating bacterial and fungal infections. It is effective in the fight against internal parasites, and it regulates blood pressure. Lemon is also beneficial for the nervous system as well. It's a powerful antidepressant, reducing stress and calming nerve crises. So experiments have shown that patients diagnosed with cancer should drink lemon juice and a teaspoon of baking soda. Now, the treatment cannot cure the disastrous side effects of chemotherapy. The best way to be sure that lemons are organic without any chemicals used is to grow the fruit in your own garden or in a pot. Organic lemons are 100 times more efficient than lemons cultivated with chemical fertilizers and treated with chemicals. Now, testimonies on baking soda. Now, baking soda has been used as a pain reliever. Now, after suffering from a 4-hour-long blinding headache for which nothing I took brought any relief, I tried the sodium bicarbonate, 1 teaspoon mixed in a glass of water. Within a few short minutes, I could feel the headache abating. Within the hour, it was completely relieved. I tried this again, and when another headache occurred, and it worked just as miraculously. This is the best pain reliever of all the ones I've been trying. I am amazed that something so simple could be so potent. I haven't exceeded 7 a day, but wish I could. It takes the pain away for about 2 hours, and nothing seems to work more than 2 hours at a time. Now, this man's father was a veterinarian, and he was born in 1938, so this goes back to 1943. He would take sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, dissolved in a full glass of warm water whenever he felt a cold coming on. And I don't remember him ever coming down with a full-blown cold. Well, I would say that might be a really warm, fuzzy thing to start doing, especially in the time of COVID and going into the fall, you know, where we start getting chilled and we really need to keep up our immune system. We're going to talk about some other healing modalities that work. And a lot of these I put together after Fukushima appeared on the planet. And if you don't know what Fukushima is, it was a nuclear disaster happening in Japan about 9 years ago, and it hasn't stopped. Nobody talks about it. None of the governments address it anymore, and you certainly don't hear anything about it on the news. And radiation can affect your health, okay? We are living in a very, very high radiated world right now. I have done shows where I have told everybody the radiation count, the gamma radiation in the United States, and it is high. Colorado Springs has some of the highest gamma radiation, and they're over 100,000. I know, 100,000. You've got 20 major cities in the United States. There's like 80 large cities in the United States, and their radiation level is over 40 million gamma rays. So what works to help you cleanse from radiation is definitely going to help you stay healthy during COVID. So apple cider vinegar, and you know, you might already be aware of these old modalities, okay? This is old school stuff that works. So apple cider vinegar, great for healing body fungus internally and externally. Put 1 tablespoon and 1/2 cup water in the morning for eliminating mold and fungus, and drink it before you eat. Also used for eliminating foot-toe fungus, nail or fungus, or skin. After every bath and shower, pour apple cider vinegar over your foot, wherever you got the fungus, or use a washcloth to wipe infected areas with the vinegar and leave it on. Don't rinse it off. The more effort you put into this, the quicker the fungus will go away. I've had it clear up my foot infection in a week. And if I feel it coming back, I just start dosing it with vinegar again, apple cider vinegar. All right, let's talk about hydrogen peroxide. I love hydrogen peroxide. This is actually free oxygen therapy. And in the early 1900s, the doctors always used hydrogen peroxide for everything. And then they invented pharmaceuticals and they stopped because they don't make money from it. But if people are having lung issues, you can take like a teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide, mix it with warm water, like a glassful, 6 ounce glassful of water, put it in a spray bottle, and then, you know, you spray it into your lungs or gargle, and you're going to find all this crud's going to start coming up. It's clearing your lungs out. Now, people have gotten off of oxygen tanks by doing this. And we're talking like in a 6 month period, which is not a long time. So what I do, I love to put it in the bathtub. So you can either put a pint or a quart of hydrogen peroxide in the bathtub. And because I really like to do a super duper cleanse, I'll put also a cup of baking soda in it and at least a pound of salt. You can use Epsom salt. You can use whatever Himalayan salt, whatever works for you. Even the cheap salt I found works, okay? But what happens is the hydrogen peroxide puts oxygen back into your body. The baking soda and the salt not only help pull out toxins, but the baking soda will also help neutralize some of the aluminum that's dumped on us from chemtrails. Yeah. Yay. And, you know, soak in it at least for a half hour, you know, whatever you can do. Now, for me, this is what I call my mama bubble. You know, I take a movie in with me. Yes, I set a movie. And I put the lights on low and I watch my movie. And I'm in a hot bubble bath with all this and I'm cleansing. I'm multitasking. And the kids know to leave me alone when I am in my mama bubble. All right. Now, angelite. Oh, my God. I love angelite because I was allowed to discover the healing properties. And it's a stone from South America. And I've had angelite, and this is what a piece looks like. I've had angelite get rid of burns and bruises overnight and heal cancers and tumors and cysts. And when I broke my little finger, I made myself a splint out of Band-Aids and angelite, and I healed it in 3.5 weeks, which is really nothing for a broken bone. You wear it over your lungs. It'll open up your lungs, and you're going to be able to breathe better. Because it's putting oxygen into your lungs. If you wear it as earrings, your hearing might improve. Now, I discovered this. So I found out when I would be in the car. And you know how in the car, low is to the right. And then as you are to the left. And then as you go to the right, you know, where it's on top, it's half. And then, you know, quarter to the left is really loud. Well, I would have it where half would be, and then you go a quarter to the left where it's very loud. And that was just fine for me. And then when I started wearing angelite earrings, I literally got back a lot of my hearing. I didn't know I lost that much, to where I now listen to the radio and it's at a quarter of what it was. And I had to apologize to the kids because that was pretty loud. So when I hurt myself, if I fall or a bruise, I go grab a piece of angel light and I hold it on there and it untraumatizes that area. Now, I'm not going to brag about this, but at one time in my life, and I'm 67, so I've had a lot of life to live. There were 10 years there that I did nothing but Coca-Cola. No water, just Coca-Cola. And every time I got on water, my ex-husband got me back on Coca-Cola. And that could be a reason why he's now my ex-husband, or a reason. So, you know, literally, if you think about it, 10 years of Coca-Cola, no water, you know, that really can fuck up your bones and, you know, make them weaker to where you probably should have osteoporosis, cancer, clear, delete. Well, I started ingesting angel light powder, and I know it really helped my bones because I would fall. And, you know, when you fall, you should have broke something. And all you come up with is a bruise. It really hurts like hell, but it's not broken. Well, when that happens to me, all I can say is, thank you, God, for showing me. Once again, I don't have osteoporosis. And then I'll go heal myself with the angel light. But the angel light untraumatizes that part of the body, so you heal quicker. Now, it's also ingesting angel light because it's a mineral. My hair got thicker, and it started to grow. I mean, I'm 67, and my hair keeps growing. Thank you. And real quick, we're going to talk about healing methods to get your hair back thicker and growing again, since we're on that. One of them is ingesting angel light. You can get a rough piece of angel light, and, you know, a quarter size will last you about a month. It's not like it dissolves quickly in water like aspirin. It doesn't. So you drink the angel light water, that helps your hair, it puts minerals into your hair, and it helps it get thicker and grow. I also do Knox gelatin, that's K-N-O-X, gelatin, and it's unflavored. I mix it with juice, and then you put it in the refrigerator, it'll get cool down, and it's just like Jell-O. So I cut it up into squares. And every day I'll just grab a couple squares. That also makes your hair thicker and grow. If I want to highlight my hair, and I know hairdressers are going to hate me after this, but all you have to do is go out in the sun with a jar lemon juice, and just dump the lemon juice on your hair and let the sun bake it. And it's also cool if you take some plain old honey and mix it a little bit of lemon juice. So it's, you know, it's a paste, and then put that on your hair. Now, honey also puts nutrients in your hair and will also help it get shiny, and it also inspires it to grow. So that's Kathy's tips on hair growth. And when people say, what do I do to get long hair, I tell them, honestly, I'm high maintenance. Oh, don't forget those vitamins for hair, nails, and skin. It really helps. You do all of it, okay? Just do it all. All right, coconut oil is pretty cool. It's an parasitic antifungal, creates laetrile, which is cancer fighting, great for internal and external use. It's to help you eliminate mold, fungus in the body. Well, to help you eliminate mold and fungus in your body. You know, if you feel like you're all bloated, or, you know, you look heavy and you try to lose weight and you can't, it's not that you're fat. You just got a fungus problem, and you've got to attack it like you have a fungus problem, and you'll lose the weight. So to help you eliminate mold and fungus in the body, drink 3 to 4 tablespoons full of coconut oil throughout the day. And that doesn't mean one morning, 3 tablespoons full. Okay. Are you going to be doing the hot trots to the bathroom. Spread it out. Okay? Now, it also revs up your metabolism. And like I said, you're going to become leaner as the weight melts away. Now, to help you gain weight, take only one tablespoon a day, and that will help you increase your appetite. So, you know, I love it. You can also use it on warts. It helps warts go away. Now, we talked about baking soda and the joys of baking soda. Now, you can take one tablespoon of baking soda and put it in 8 ounces water and then drink. Again, it's been known to clear the body of cancer. Like we said, it's great to add lemon juice to it. Now, when added to the bath water, it helps pull out toxins in the body. And the same thing when you do your laundry. It helps pull out radiation you have in your clothes. And it neutralizes some of the chemicals in the water, like chlorine. Now, Celtic salt is really great because it has a lot of minerals that we need. And, you know, use that Celtic salt, Himalayan salt, instead of bleached store salt. And you can also use as a mouth rinse, especially if you have teeth problems. And again, it's great, you know, if you've got for a mouthwash is half a cup of warm water, 1 tablespoon Celtic salt with 1 tablespoon of hydrogen peroxide, mix, swish, gargle, and spit, and then brush your teeth. Now, if you have an abscessed tooth and can't get to a dentist, you might want to put oregano oil or tea tree oil on it. Now, oregano oil is effective, but very harsh and very hot in the mouth, like you just ate a hot jalapeno pepper. And tea tree oil is a little bit kinder. So when I'm going to use oregano oil when I've had dentist problems, teeth problems, I put chapstick on my lips so neither oil burns my lips. And then I put some of that on a Q-tip and put that on the abscessed tooth. Now, this takes time to pull the infection out of the tooth, and sometimes I'll do this before I use the Celtic salt and sunflower oil gargle. If I felt the need, I would put a dab of tea tree oil on the infection before I go to bed and leave it on for the night. And again, tea tree oil is an antifungal parasite oil, so it does wonderful things to your body as it gets into your system. Castor oil. Oh my God, how many of you grew up with mom and dad giving you castor oil every now and then, and they wouldn't tell you why? Well, I'm going to tell you why now, because they were giving you a parasite cleanse. Castor oil is wonderful for clearing out the parasites. And you want to do this around the full moon because parasites are moon creatures. They like to come out at the full moon. So like a week before the full moon. And, you know, you're going to want to do at least 3 to 4 days of castor oil. And then for those of you that really are brave, now, as you kill parasites, what they do is they leave a gas. And it's that gas that can make you sick. And you see where people get stuffy up with a cold and stuff like that. And you ask them, oh, you're sick. And you go, no, I'm cleansing. Everything is releasing. Well, to me, that's not really a gentle, kind, loving release. And if you want to stay healthy, you're going to want to do an enema. What did she say? She said enema. I know this is not your favorite thing to talk about. And coming from a person who didn't do enemas and then did them and still does them, I really recommend doing them. And I will do one if I feel myself getting sick or if I'm feeling really bloated because they've dumped some kind of fungus on us in chemtrails. Whatever the reason, I want to get rid of it. So And you can buy a really cheap enema bag at the grocery store or even drugstores, Amazon. So you get a bag, okay? You're going to do this in the bathroom, of course. You can fill it up with warm water, just plain water. And then you've got this tube, real long tube, and you're going to grease the end of that tube, and then you're going to shove it up the rear in the shower gently, and then you're going to push as much water as you can. So what this is doing, it's cleaning out all your inner organs, and it's releasing and helping you pull out crap, literally, because now when you pull that out, especially at the end of the night, the poisons and the toxins are not recirculating. So you're going to get healthy quicker. Now, if you want a different kind of enema, and there are many kinds, you can try a coffee enema. And you got to be careful with this. So you're going to want to make like 1 teaspoon, and you're going to make a full pot of coffee. Then you're going to take 1 cup of that while it's warm, put it in your bag, and then fill the rest up with warm water. Now, you might want to do this in the morning, okay? I'm not a coffee drinker, so the first time I tried it, I was really had a bad problem with fungus. And I would do the coffee enema at night, and it wouldn't have any effect on me at all. I could go right to sleep. So now, as I'm cleansing and, you know, getting rid of some of the fungus, I decided to do one in the morning. And I think I might have put too much coffee in it. I was so wired. I was like on speed. I cleaned the house in the morning. I went outside and I picked everything up out in the yard. And then when I got to the store, I started cleaning the store. I'm going, wow, this is really interesting. Feels like I'm on speed. So I had to cut the coffee down, you know. It can wire you. But I was also getting better. So I was really feeling the effects of the coffee. So whether or not you like enemas, it really does make a difference in your health. If I feel like I'm coming down with the sniffles, you bet I get my bag out. TMI, too much information. All right, don't use fluoride toothpaste. Fluoride is a rat poison. And this is what Hitler gave the Jews in World War II in the concentration camps to make them docile. And it's where the couch potato syndrome comes in. You know, you go outside or stay inside, you just don't feel like doing anything. Just lay around, you don't have any energy. Yeah, you could have a little case of fluoride poisoning. And the same thing with uncooked fish. Don't eat uncooked fish. I mean, would you eat uncooked chicken? No. Would you eat uncooked beef? Probably not. Would you eat uncooked pork? Oh, God. No, so why in the heck would you eat uncooked fish? I'm just saying, you can eat fish, but cook it. Uncooked fish has lots of parasites. Just a thought, okay? And no, I don't eat sushi because of that. Who's that fish sushi? All right, so now we're going to talk about little bit how to cleanse radiation poisoning. Oh, yeah. Miso soup, kelp added to your diet. You got to be careful where the kelp comes from, of course, not Japan. I found that liquid vitamin D3 is amazing. And when I tell people about it, you know, and they get sick and they said, oh my God, I got this pneumonia cough going on. I can't get rid of it. And I go, well, if you tried liquid vitamin D3, they go, oh, yeah, I take the pill vitamin D3. It is not the same. When you take the liquid, it just goes right into your cells, not from your stomach, but, you know, right into your body. and you really get a good immune boost. First time I tried it, I was in my store, and I'm pretty healthy. And I'm sitting on my Angel Light table, and I started getting sick like I had pneumonia, and it didn't make sense because I wasn't doing anything. And I know what pneumonia feels like when your lungs start filling up and all this other stuff. So the powers that be, whatever, somebody was beaming something at me, so it was making me sick. And I started coming down. It felt like walking pneumonia. And then a friend of mine walked in, and she, you know, one day said, "Did you try liquid vitamin D3? And I went, yeah. And then she walked in with the bottle, right, and handed me the bottle, so I had to try it. So I took one capful that night. I took another capful that next morning. Believe me, I started feeling better. I did it again that next night, and I was fine. You know, the cough went away, the pneumonia, walking pneumonia went away, and I was back in health mode. I always have extra liquid vitamin D3 at home, and I make sure all my kids have it. All right, now these are natural remedies to build your immune system, and especially from radiation. And again, if you cleanse from radiation, you're going to be much healthier from COVID and not catch up. Now, there's products to avoid, and many experts are urging people to stop eating sea life from the Pacific. And especially including anything from Japan, which goes without saying. They found Pacific cesium levels 50 million times higher than pre-disaster levels. And the algae get contaminated and goes into the little fish and goes into the big fish and right to you. Dairy and meat. Now, the higher on the food chain, the higher the concentration of radioactivity materials may be. Dairy products in particular may be the most contaminated item because the living creature has eaten the contaminated grass, other foods, and water from contaminated rain. That forms from the Pacific and atmospheric particles, the radiation from which is stored in its body and passed on to whoever eats it. After the Chernobyl disaster, now that one came from Russia, there were numerous cases of children becoming severely ill from drinking cow's milk. So what kind of products should we choose? Citrus pectin or apple pectin. In supplement form, these have been shown to bind to and remove radioactive materials such as cesium-137 from the body. Two, spirulina and chlorella, now have been both shown to reduce significant or even remove radioactive materials in people who were contaminated by the Chernobyl fallout. However, this blue green algae superfood, again, should probably not be sourced from Japan or nearby waters. Seaweed. And green and black teas, for that matter, have been shown to neutralize radioactive isotopes in the body and contain a high amount of protective natural iodine that would definitely protect the thyroid. Many people are claiming that dulse from Ireland is the safest. The jury is still out on California coastal seaweed. I think I would pass that one. With some people even buying Geiger counters to test everything they consume. Now, Geiger counters are rather blunt tools, though, and do not tell you the type of isotope involved. And I personally would not eat seaweed from the west coast of North America or Japan. But that's an individual decision. Five, the entire cabbage family, who knew? The entire cabbage family is high in caffeic acid, which may protect peripheral blood lymphocytes against gamma radiation, including cellular damage. Now, this would include broccoli, cauliflower, arugula, bok choy. I love that word, bok choy. Radishes, mustard greens, and the like. And then you have your herbs high in selenium that may protect against DNA damage. And this includes nettles, burdock root, catnip, and ginseng. 7, members of their legume family, especially lentils, astragalus, and red clover, may assist in red DNA repair. 8, miso soup has been shown to be very protective as it contains, dipicolonic acid and may discharge radiation from the body. Rosemary as well helps rid the brain of free radicals. 9, reishi mushrooms, known in traditional Chinese medicine as Ling Ji, have also been noted to increase the white blood cells and increase the overall immune protection of the body, even combating cancer. The recommended method is slicing the dried mushrooms and simmering it for 3 hours, drinking the concentrated tea. And boy, if you can get to a Chinese herbalist, I really would recommend it. I knew a wonderful man in LA who actually taught in the universities in China. I mean, he was a master herbalist, and he could bring you back to health. The teas taste like swamp juice because you make it and you simmer it and you boil it, and really it tastes awful. But, you know, what's your alternative? Doctor's drugs? The side effects are going to kill you? I will pass that. And at that time, he was only charging like $10 for consultation. And then the herbs cost, you know, anywhere from $6 to $10, $12 a bag, depending on how much herbs he put in it for you. So, you know, and look around for a traditional Chinese herbalist. They do not charge a lot of money. All right, number 10, cilantro removes heavy metals from the body, especially when combined with chlorella and milk thistle. It's another herb that supports the liver in removing toxins. Bentonite clay has been touted as doing the same through binding and removing the foreign substances. You know, if you find yourself sick, food poisoning, anything like that, bentonite clay and water, it will help pull out those poisons. And so will charcoal. And I don't mean the charcoal that you burn, but charcoal, you can buy in the store charcoal capsules, and they will absorb, you know, the poisons, the toxins, acids, and that kind of stuff, make you feel better. So despite radiation worries, there are some things you can load up on to lessen your toxic intake. In the meantime, coconut water is high in potassium and can make you a lot more relaxed while waiting for the next shoe to drop. Yeah, it's like dropping all the time. Now, also for COVID-19, colloidal silver has been used. You might want to look that up. CBD oil. That's really good to use. I've used that on and off for building up my immune system. And I also know what's really great to have around in your cabinet is Rescue Remedy. And Rescue Remedy is homeopathic. I put it in the bathtub, although they've got, because I can't stand the alcohol, it's a little bit alcohol-based. And they also have gummies, so I can do the gummies. But if you've had an accident, you've fallen, a death, a breakup, you're in shock, you're living life and watching the world happen, you're upset because Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, you might want to take some rescue remedy. What it does, it helps pull the shock out of your body and helps you calm down quicker. So there are some healing tips. Check out my website, www.angelightom.com, A-N-G-E-L-I-T-E-O-M.com, and check out my healing products made out of angel light. I make some wonderful massage tools, which anyone could be a massage person, and it just helps you release all the stuck energy, and it makes you feel good. Now, if you ever come into my store and do little free mini massages, and you can come lay on my angel light table. You know, really, it's cool. And of course, we welcome you. And if not, you can visit my website. You can also go to my YouTube page where I have all my cool radio shows on there and subscribe. But I also have the curse removal on there and the soul retrieval. And soul retrieval is another shamanic healing, and that takes about an hour to do. But that's on my YouTube channel that you can listen to for free. It's there. That's my gift to you. And in the meantime, you know, if you do anything, chant enlightenment, call enlightenment down. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone voting now. May divine enlightenment descend, awaken within everyone voting now. May divine enlightenment descend on the police now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the police now. Woo, boy, it's gotten hot all of a sudden. Energy has gone up. Whoa, you see me, I'm sweating. We need to anchor that light back on the planet, guys. So, you know, pay attention to my Facebook page because I have been doing live videos there and doing more energy work when I can. So now if you're still high after the radio show's over, still not that cold where either eat something, go take a nice bath, it'll calm you down, go hug a tree, put your hands on the